You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. India is the fastest growing economy despite global headwinds, and it is aiming to drive global growth as well, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said today. Sitharaman emphasized that after the pandemic, India is repositioning its economy amid new global changes and that the government is focused on bringing economic stability amid the new world order. According to Sitharaman, the reset of the Indian economy aims at promoting technology-driven industries. India will have to reset a lot of things to become a developed nation by 2047, and the biggest tools will be digitization, education and infrastructure, she said in her address at an event today. Note that the central government had proposed privatization of two PSU banks along with one general insurance company in the 2021-22 budget. Moving on, Amazon India has announced the launch of its largest sortation center in Gujarat ahead of the upcoming festive season. Situated in Bhavla Industrial Area in Ahmedabad, the 1.25 lakh square feet sortation center will sort and connect customer packages to the delivery stations of Ahmedabad and other cities in Gujarat. With this new center, Amazon India now has three sortation centers with an area spanning 1.35 lakh square feet. The expansion will support more than 1.5 lakh sellers in the state and will facilitate faster deliveries during the festive season. With this expansion, Amazon India will create work opportunities in Gujarat, and these opportunities will be in roles ranging from sortation center managers, sorters and process associates who will work collaboratively to fulfill customer delivery. Meanwhile, with consumer sentiments improving across key sub-indices like essential and discretionary products and increased mobility, September analysis by Access My India said that 48% of consumers tend to shop more during the festive season as compared to the rest of the year. It also revealed that 20% of the consumers plan to shop more this festive season in comparison to last year, while 32% plan to shop the same as the previous year. The data intelligence company surveyed 1,14,000 people, with 68% from rural India and 32% from urban areas. In terms of age of the sample groups, 32% of them were in the age group of 36 to 50 years old, while 31% reflect the age group of 26 to 35 years. After compromising past two festive seasons to the pandemic and its related constraints this year, consumers were expected to shop more during festivities, said Pradeep Gupta, Chairman and MD, Access My India. In another development, Billion and Nadir Godrej has said we need to stop dividing the country and urge the government as well as the industry to do more on this aspect. Godrej, the chairman and managing director of the diversified Godrej Industries, said we are doing very well on the economic front and also undertaking welfare measures like financial inclusion and education, but efforts ought to be made to unify the country. The late industrialist Rahul Bajaj had in 2019 said that fear of reprisals prevents captains of industry from speaking out. Adi Godrej, Nadir's elder brother and predecessor, who helmed the business, had also warned in 2019 that rising intolerance and hate crimes can seriously damage growth. In a separate development, India reported double-digit economic growth of 13.5% in the first quarter of the current fiscal. At this rate, India is likely to be the fastest-growing economy in the current fiscal, said SBI in a research paper, adding that even as estimates of India's GDP growth rate for FY23 range from 6.7% to 7.7%, it is immaterial as in a world that is plagued by uncertainties, 6% to 6.5% growth is the new normal. Seeing the path taken by India since 2014, India is likely to get the tag of third largest economy in 2029, seven ranks higher since 2014 when the country was ranked 10th. India should surpass Germany in 2027 and most likely Japan by 2029 at the current rate of growth, a remarkable achievement by any standards, the research paper said. Lastly, domestic equity benchmarks, BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50, ended nearly 1% higher on Monday on the back of gains in index heavyweights. BSE Sensex jumped 443 or 0.8% at 59,246, while NSE Nifty 50 ended at 17,665.80, up 0.7%. Of 30 stocks on S&P BSE Sensex, 23 stocks settled in green. These include Sun Pharma, ITC, NTPC, Reliance Industries, HCL Tech, Tata Steel, L&T, ICICI Bank, Bharti Airtel, among others. On the flip side, Nestle India, Ultratech Cements, Wipro, Asian Paints, HUL, Power Grid Corporation of India, Bajaj Finance were among the Sensex losers. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.